All right, let's jump into a story from the Bible that's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking the book of Numbers.
Okay.
It's got all the good stuff: temptation, betrayal, a plague, even some vigilante justice.
Sounds intense.
You bet it is. And you might be thinking, okay, ancient Israel, what's that got to do with me? But stick with us. This one's got some lessons that are surprisingly relevant even today.
You know, what really gets me about this story is how it shows that push and pull between human nature and what God expects.
Right.
So picture this, the Israelites, they're finally free from slavery in Egypt, heading toward the promised land.
Fresh start.
Yeah, exactly. And they've made this covenant with God, right? Basically a promise to follow his laws.
Big commitment.
Huge. But then they set up camp near Moab and things get a little messy.
Things get a little complicated because
Exact.
it's not long before they start getting a little too cozy with the locals. And I'm not talking about just, swapping recipe. We're talking forbidden feasts, bowing down to idols, stuff that goes completely against their covenant.
Straight up breaking the rules.
Big time. Talk
It
about a risky move.
is. And the consequences,
Yeah.
not good. A plague hits them hard, wipes out 24,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty clear message, that they messed up. But here's where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
Right in the middle of all this chaos, this priest, Phineas, he decides to take action.
Phineas, he's not playing around.
Nope.
He sees an Israelite leader right out in the open, worshiping an idol with a Midianite woman. And Phineas, his reaction is intense. Let's just say that.
Yeah, he's not messing around.
He's driven by, I guess you could say, zeal for his faith,
Yeah.
and he kills both of them.
Wow.
Shocking. It's a straight-up act of violence. But in the text, it's portrayed as the thing that actually stops the plague,
Right.
saves the Israelites from even more destruction.
That's what makes it so morally complicated.
Right.
You've got this really extreme action, clearly driven by his desire to uphold God's law.
Protect his people.
Yeah, exactly. But then on the other hand, you've got the taking of a human life.
Right. Makes you question everything. Like, what's justice? Revenge? How far is too far when it comes to religious zeal?
Huge
It's
questions.
really thought-provoking because the text actually presents Phineas as a hero.
Yeah.
He gets rewarded by God for taking action. God even makes a covenant of peace with him.
Which is basically
Well, it's like a divine guarantee of safety and status for him and all his descendants. But it still leaves us, wrestling with this complex situation. Like, where's the line?
Yeah.
And that's what I think is so amazing about this story.
What is it?
It doesn't give you easy answers. It's not black and white. There's so many layers of meaning. It forces us to think about faith, compromise, and whether violence can ever be justified for, I don't know, a bigger purpose.
I see what you mean.
So, sure, it seems like some ancient story about sin and punishment, but it's way more than that.
Yeah.
And honestly, these themes, compromise, conviction, the impact of our choices, they're relevant to our lives today,
Yeah.
more than we might think.
Oh, absolutely. Because, yeah, we might not be dealing with literal plagues or idols, but we all face choices every day that challenge our values. Figuring out what to do, especially when so much is at stake, can be just as complicated as anything in this story.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're feeling like, okay, ancient story, so what? Just wait. We're going to dive into how the struggles and decisions of the Israelites, even Phineas's actions, can actually offer some surprising insights into the challenges we all face today.
I'm intrigued. It's like, think about it. The Israelites' whole journey, it wasn't just about getting to the promised land,
Right.
physically.
Right.
It was about holding on to their covenant with God, keeping their faith strong, even with all the distractions and tough stuff they faced.
I see. So their physical journey, it was like a mirror of their inner journey.
Exactly. And the whole forbidden feasts thing,
Yeah.
that wasn't just about breaking dietary rules. It was about something deeper, compromising their values.
Yeah, I get it. And that's something we all deal with, right? We might not have literal idols, but we've all got those things, those temptations that can pull us away from what we believe in.
Totally. Our own golden calves.
Right. Could be anything, right? Maybe it's that pressure to succeed no matter what, even if it means your health or your relationships suffer.
Yeah. Or maybe it's that fear of being different, of standing out and being judged for
It's like that saying, what you compromise to gain, you lose.
it. Ooh, I like that.
Like, you might get that promotion, but what did it cost you? Your family, your peace of mind.
And it's not always these big life-changing decisions either.
Right.
Sometimes it's the little things, day-to-day compromises that chip away at who you are.
Like what?
Like not speaking up when someone's being treated badly.
Yeah.
Or exaggerating on your resume to get ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Those little things can add up.
They do. And they have an impact, not just on us, but on everyone around us, too.
Right, like that ripple effect you were talking about.
Exactly. Like with the Israelites. What they did, it led to a plague that affected the whole community. Our choices, even the small ones, they can have consequences that reach way beyond ourselves.
Okay, so then what about Phineas? What are we supposed to learn from him? Should we be, like, taking drastic action every time someone cuts us off in traffic?
Oh, well, hold on.
I'm kidding.
Definitely don't take Phineas literally, okay? Remember, different time, different context.
Right.
But what we can take from his story is that power of conviction, standing up for what you believe in, even when it's hard.
Yeah, it's like that fire inside you.
Yeah.
That commitment to living by your values.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be this big, dramatic thing. It can be quiet, like speaking up when something's wrong, even if it's just to one person.
Or setting boundaries in your relationships you don't get taken advantage of.
Exactly. Making choices that support your well-being and the well-being of others.
That takes guts, though, right? Especially when everyone else is telling you to just go along with things.
It does. Think about those times when you knew something was wrong, but you didn't say anything because you were scared.
Yeah, I've been there.
We all have. Those are the times we need to channel our inner Phineas, even if it's in a small way.
But how do we know when to act? And how do we not, you know, go overboard? There's a difference between standing up for what's right and being, I don't know, self-righteous or judgmental.
That's where you need discernment. Ask yourself, is this really my fight? Am I doing this out of love, or am I just trying to be right?
Right.
And sometimes, honestly, the bravest thing you can do is choose compassion, even when you disagree with someone.
I see what you're saying. It's not about blindly following rules or going to extremes. It's about finding that inner compass, knowing what really matters to you, and then acting on it, even when it's tough.
Exactly. And it's a process. We're all going to mess up sometimes.
Yeah.
The important thing is to learn from those mistakes, to keep figuring out what it means to live a life of integrity and purpose.
This has been really helpful, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around how this ancient story connects to what we're dealing with today. It's easy to get caught up in the biblical drama, but how do we actually use these lessons in our own lives?
I hear you. And that's a great question. It's something we're going to dig into in the last part of our deep dive. We'll look at some specific examples of how these themes of compromise, conviction, and courage play out in the 21st century. How we can use these ancient insights to deal with the complexities of our modern world.
Okay, so we've been talking about the Israelites, all that compromise, and then Phineas taking a stand. But how does any of that connect to, you know, our lives today?
Right, good question. Well, think about it this way. What are your golden calves? What tempts you to, like, stray from what you believe in?
That's a good way to put it.
It might be that pressure to be successful, even if it costs you, I don't know, your health or your relationships.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or maybe it's being afraid to be different, afraid to stand out and have people judge you.
That's real.
Yeah.
And it's not always about the big dramatic choices either, right?
Oh, definitely not. Sometimes it's the small stuff, the everyday compromises, that can really get to you.
What do you mean?
Like seeing someone being bullied and not saying anything. Or maybe, I don't know, exaggerating a little on your resume to get the job.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Right. But those choices, even if they seem small, they can have a big impact on how you see yourself and even the kind of world we're all creating.
It's that ripple effect again.
Exactly. Every decision, every choice, it sends out those ripples and they can change things for better or worse.
So then how do we be more like Phineas? But in a healthy way. You know, I don't think anyone's suggesting we go around taking the law into our own hands.
No, definitely not. Remember, it's not about the specific action. It's about the principle behind it. Standing up for what's right.
Right, right.
In today's world, that could look like, I don't know, speaking out against injustice, even when it's uncomfortable.
Or setting boundaries with people so you don't get walked all over.
Exactly. Maybe it's just saying no to something that goes against your conscience.
It's like having that inner strength, that moral compass to stay true to yourself no matter what.
And, you know, just like Phineas got that covenant of peace, doing the right thing has its own rewards.
How so?
You might not get a, you know, divine guarantee of protection, but you get something better. Inner peace, self-respect, knowing you're living in line with your values.
That's powerful. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, even though these stories are old, the lessons are still relevant today.
Yeah.
We all face those temptations, those moments where we have to decide what we really stand for.
It's true. And just like the Israelites, the path isn't always easy. You might hit roadblocks, make mistakes, but all of that, it shapes you. It helps you become the person you want to be.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with something to think about. What's one small act of courage, of conviction that you can do today? Maybe it's having a tough conversation. Maybe it's setting a boundary or just making a choice that reflects your values. Because even small actions can make a difference. They can create positive change, and that change can spread. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.